if the Seattle management isn't giving you their time of day, what makes you think that Jerry Jones is going to listen to you?
Sometimes they're blowing teams out by 10. Come on now. When they're on, they're on.
Again, I'm going to need you to write LeBron a letter, send it to him, and say, Bron, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to hop off your bandwagon. Don't do that.
Welcome to Stir the Pot Sports, presented by Clovercrest Media Group and Rocky Hill Accountants. I am your host, JJ Vargas, alongside my brothers, Riley Barrett and Sander Sanchez. How are you guys doing?
Chilling, you?
Feeling good, baby, middle of the week.
Good. Guys, I'm so excited. You know, we obviously have the Olympics going on, and we also have some big news out of the NFL. But I want to circle back to where I started, though, with the Olympics, because, you know, we had a lot of controversy when it comes to Simone Biles. You know, she ended up withdrawing from the Tokyo Olympics to focus on her mental well-being after she got injured in a previous contest, and then she just chose, you know, I'm not mentally ready for this right now, so I'm just going to withdraw. I'm going to be a good teammate, be there for my girls, and eventually it cost the U.S. Gold medal. They ended up with silver. You know, second place is nice, but we're America. We need some winners, so we obviously want that gold medal pride. But nonetheless, do you think that Biles made the right decision despite the U.S., despite it costing America the gold?
100%. When it comes to mental health, excuse my friends, fuck this country. I'm just keeping it stacked, bro. Like, look, man, I understand what you're saying. We need gold because Team USA is garbage. It's hot. It that's dog water. I gave up. I will be shocked if we get bronze. I'm just keeping it a stack. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, Simone Biles was, like, my last resort. In my mind, I was like, if we have her – look, man, this female is so phenomenal at what she does. She is so great, they don't know how to judge her. She's so great, they deduct points from her. Let that sink in.
She's so great, they want to score her differently.
You're so great at your job that they're punishing you because of how great you are. That's what I strive to be. Look, this, she does things I cannot do in my dreams. In my dreams, there's no laws of physics, right? There's no common sense. There's nothing. I could do whatever. Hey, yo, I could be the richest man in the world. I could be richer than Jeff Bezos. Guess what? I can't do half the stuff she do. And the other half is breathing, eating, drinking, walking. That's the only stuff I can do. Yeah. Now, the stuff she went to the Olympics for, she, ayo, different breed doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of how talented she is, bro. Like, different breed, like, we got to make up a new word, bro. You're a different Biles. That's it. You're a different Biles because that's how great she is. She obviously made the right decision. You know what I mean? Because when in the Olympics, especially when you're in the Olympics, right? You are there, and if you're not 100% concentrated in what you're doing, you're going to take a L. Now, what's even worse is the stuff she's doing is literally one little mishap, and you can mess up your shoulder. The last thing she did, she messed up a jump. And if that's anybody else, that's a torn ACL. But because she conditioned her body, she's like, okay, if I land wrong, it doesn't really matter. Me, first of all, I'm not doing a flip. Let's just get that out the way. But let's say by the grace of God, I somehow do a flip. And I have the landing she had. Bro, my ACL, I'm Tom Brady. I'm finishing the rest of the Olympics with torn MCL. Only difference is I'm not as great as him, so I won't survive. I'll just be like,
I'm scared to do a backflip on a trampoline. Gee, the way that she'd be jumping and doing flips, oh my Lord.
And it's crazy, bro. She be going dumb fast, and she don't get dizzy. She'll get dizzy. Like, yo, fam. Yo,
I don't think she's human, bro.
Bro, I pick my kid up, and I do one swing, bro. I'm on the cusp of throwing up. Meanwhile, she out here doing crazy stuff. Bro, just watch her. It gives me whiplash. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she's different. But what I don't like, right, is there's some people who are saying that what she did was soft. That's what they're saying. That's your opinion. You're wrong, but it's your opinion. And what's amusing to me is they're comparing it to what Michael Jordan did. They were like, oh, yeah, Michael Jordan never walked out of Game 7. I was like, well, first of all, if that's the only argument you have, you're stupid. Because first of all, MJ never played Game 7. And second of all, the guy quit basketball in the middle of a contract for almost two years. For 2 years. Homegirl's not looking right. She needed to take some time. And these are the same people who, when they get a paper cut, call out of work. But homegirl got mental, guys, a mental health. And I'm speaking out of pure experience, right? Like, mentally, I'm off it, bro. Fam, mentally, on a scale of 1 to 10, I can't count. That's how off I am, bro. You feel me? I'm just keeping it a stat, right? I got to be honest, right? But like when some people use mental health as a crutch, right? And they say, oh, bro, it's hard. Like I ain't going to say no names, but the environment is different. I'm paid $1 million to play basketball, and I can't do it. Let me fix the pressure. I'm sorry about that.
Could be Kyrie.
That was corny. My bad. But some people think it and use that as like a mechanism to like, oh, I'm performing awfully. Oh, mental health. Let me use that as a, and I don't like that because now like Simone Biles doesn't strike me as an individual who would lie and be like, oh, mental. She doesn't strike me. Granted, I don't know her like that. I don't know if her came of a can of paint. I just know her as the woman who her living is like emulating a tilt-a-whirl. That's how I know her, bro. You know what I mean? But she just doesn't seem like the person who would lie about something like that. So, like, to just question her about it, it's like, yo, fam, what if she's telling the truth? You know what I mean? Like, what if she's telling the truth? What if, and I'm hoping whatever she's going through, I'm hoping it's something minor. I'm hoping she just got in an argument with like a family member before she came to the Olympics, and that was kind of weighing on her mind. I'm hoping it's something minor, so that way she could fix it, and then she could be good again. You know, like I don't want Simone Biles. I need to go. That's what I need, bro. I need to go. You feel me? Like, if we're talking basketball, people say it's either MJ or it's LeBron. If we're talking baseball, some people say Mike Trout. Some people say Barry Bonds. Willie Mays is a different name. And it comes to gymnastics. Hey, look, bro, if you say any other name, I'm just not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. Like, this is, she's the only person who's consensus.
Yo, how you the GOAT and you only 24?
Think, yo, homegirl, not time. Already GOAT. And that furthers the point. Bro, she's already GOAT status. She's not even in her prime. So why y'all think she's going to, like, think this? Nickname vomit, 100%. 100%, bro. No lie, I'm going into gymnastics. That's my nickname now.
I go like this when I see her spin around. Like,
bro, it's wild. Bro, my neck hurts. My neck hurts.
She gives me migraines.
Bro, when she's spinning, it gives me flashbacks to my car except when I flip my car. Like, that's how many flips she's doing, fam. And it's like, yo, when I did that many flips, I broke my back. You out here doing it and landing? But, you know, I mean, like the level she's already vomits Biles. I mean, she, how any of these Olympic people, like, or gymnastics, male, female, whatever, how you guys be doing them flips and not throwing up? I got to commit.
All very skilled.
100%. But to me, it's like, it's not like, I'm glad she took a break. It's fine. It's not like this is her final Olympics. She'll be back in like 3 years. And I say 3 years because this Olympics was postponed a year. But then now it's going to be 3 years for the next one. So I'm going to get back on track. She's going to be back. Why get mad? I just think, you want to know what I really think all this anger towards her comes down to? It's just the fact when it comes to the Olympics, we ain't it no more. I think that's where it really comes down to. I was like, I can't flip at that with a spatula. Fam, bro, homie, I can't spell flip compared to the stuff she's doing, fam. So I'm right there with you, Jared, bro. Like, she a different breed. But I just think, like, they're upset because gymnastics, especially with her, we were like, this was basically one of the few events that we had in the bag. Like, it was like, el finito, it's it. Like, we just looking just so we could say we witnessed the goal. Like, we not even worried, you know? So I think now that the world is catching up to us or we're falling back, whatever route you want to take is up to you. But America isn't, like, there's not this huge gap no more. So I think that's kind of why people are kind of upset. But if I'm her, yo, homegirl, go home. Go home. Relax. You know what I mean? Like, again, this isn't a once-in-a-lifetime thing. This ain't Space Jam where if we lose, we dying. Like that, bro. She will see her in the next Olympics, and I promise you, when these Olympics is over, give it a week. No one's going to remember that she did this. All this hate for Simone Biles is going to disappear. And guess what? When she goes back to the Olympics, all you morons who are mad at her are going to be cheering for her again. Y'all going to buy leotards with her name on them. Like, come on, bro. I'll buy it. You know what I mean? So 100%, I have no issues with her taking a mental. Matter of fact, homegirl, yo, take mental years, fam. You deserve it. Like, yo, homie, for sure. You can't rent a car and you already GOAT status? Come on, son. Do what you want. Do what you want. Matter of fact, I'll pay for security. It'll be bad security because I'm broke. But I'll still pay for the security at the gesture. Because, you know what I mean? Take as much time as you need. I have absolutely no problems with her whatsoever.
Yeah, no, this is 100% good for her. Good for her, for sure, for sure. Especially with the nonsense that we're hearing coming out of the Tokyo Olympics, that the fact that they're trying to judge her differently. I've never heard it in my life. How are you so great at your job that now you have to be graded differently because they want to be equal to your peers? It makes no sense. What's the point of a competition then? What's the point of competition? You might as well throw her out there in sand and tell her to do the same gymnastics because it's nonsense. Take the time off. You said it beautifully, Pride. This isn't the first time. This isn't the last time. She's young. She's a beautiful young lady. She's smart. She's amazing. This isn't a lady on her last leg. She's only 24. She's not even scratching the surface to what her full potential is. And taking this time off, especially when she's experienced what she's been experiencing, I have no issue with it. To the haters and the naysayers and all the ones who are against her, you know, taking this time off, well, you guys really should just shut your mouth and let her do her thing. You don't know what's going on, what's going on in her mind, what she's feeling like, especially when a woman, this isn't, like I said, she's only 24. She's dealing with more. Every Olympic that she's been has been bigger and bigger, especially in the era that we're in, where it's the sports athletically has gone global. You guys speak to, you know, point probably when you said maybe America has taken a step back or the world has taken a step forward. I believe that the world has taken a step forward because more now than ever, sports has been globalized with advancement in technology. You have countries with access to YouTube who weren't able 10 years ago, weren't able to see NBA games or NFL games or baseball games. And now you're seeing all these athletes coming out the woodworks, you know, showing out in the biggest stage in the world. So by all means, for her, at least take the time off, because the last thing you want is a athlete like her coming into these tournaments with something in her mind and then something go wrong. Because when your head is not in 100%, the likelihood of overthinking things because you're nervous or because you're, you know what I mean, you're scared or whatever, that just makes Reed's injury all over. And by no means would we want to see someone of her caliber, you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to see injury but especially of her caliber, you wouldn't want to see a freak injury or some freak accident happen, and then later it come out that she wasn't feeling right mentally, and then you're going to be like, damn, you know what I mean? So it's best that she did it now. She's in her prime. It's nothing medically. There's something about her being medically. No, it's all mental, especially I think what it has to do with the fact that she was some noise of the judges, you know, ruling, basically judging her differently. And that alone, I'm sorry, if I'm an athlete being judged on points and I hear that judges are going to judge me accordingly, differently, I'm going to feel some type of way. Because damn, even if I bust my ass to show out, you're going to judge me differently. And for what? Basically, I should just give this and to someone else already if I'm gonna be judged differently, because that's not what she's about. So I'm 100% for her taking time off to do her thing. She's got plenty more Olympics to go, guys. We're gonna see Simone Biles dominating like she's been dominating in the past Olympics. She's been dominating the past 2-3 Olympics in gymnastics. So this ain't nothing new. She's just gonna keep on getting better, guys. I'm 100% for her. I don't knock it. America, you better step your game up, because the world, they definitely have stepped their game up. They have gotten better. You've seen upsets in the preliminary games with USA taking these L's to Nigeria and France. And when you see them after the game, you see these athletes, they're like, guys, we're here. Like, America see us. They're great individually, but as a team, we feel like we're better. Look at Luka, what he's doing in with his country, dropping 48, breaking records. You know, so the world has gotten better. The talent is better. Let's just say it wasn't as deep as it is now. Maybe Simone Biles can do it with something on her shoulder. But I feel like the fact that she knows that the heat is on, even though we had her as a lock to win, the talent is still there, where if she's not in 100%, she could be upset. And the another thing you don't want is her taking a loss and then it later come out that she has something on her mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's just best thing for her PR wise, for her career, for her life, was to do this and back out, because, as you know, the mind of an athlete, it's they're alphas, man. She's alpha in her sport, in her profession. So it's like, I need to be 100%, because if not, there's a pack of wolves that want my spot. So I need to be at 100. I'll be in it next Olympics, guys. If you hate me, it's whatever. But you can't hate on the girl winning gold. So all that nonsense that they, bro, bump that. Who cares about that? We really know what it really is. So, baby girl, do you take the time off? Just don't go out there doing the Sha'Carri Richardson. Just don't go there puffing some blunts. You know, we don't need you suspended now. But still, just take the time, girl. Relax. Take it easy. It ain't the end of the world.
Yeah, guys, and we're going to hat-trick this one, because I also do agree that, you know, Biles made the right decision in pulling out, you know, for her mental well-being. You know, and the whole thing about her getting pointed differently, like her getting scored differently, is crazy to me, because I'll put it into context. You know, we put it into a post on our Facebook page. But listen, imagine being Steph Curry and then the league telling you, all right, every time that you shoot a three, we're going to make it a two. Because you're so good at shooting threes, it's not fair to everybody else. So we're just going to make it twos, okay? All right, so we're just going to do that for you, Steph. You think Steph Curry going to be putting up those threes like he was before? No way, because come on now. That's exactly
what you're doing. I wouldn't even play.
Huh?
I wouldn't play. I wouldn't even play.
You're gonna deduct points from me being great, and that's exactly what's happening with Simone right now. You know, she's so good. They want to water it down. No, let her be great. She's going to win gold. Let another person be born that's better than her. Until then, let her keep winning gold, because she's that good. Like Price said, he freaking sees her do flips and he gets whiplash. I get dizzy looking at her. She don't believe in getting dizzy. It doesn't exist in her life. Her dizzy meter is a zero. It doesn't exist. She can spin and spin and spin. It doesn't happen. But nonetheless, you know, I think, like I said, we both said, you know, Simone, take your time, do your thing, because this will not be your last Olympics. You're only 24. You're ready to go. By the time you're back out there, you'll be 27, 28. And guess what? You'll probably be the favorite again to win gold prize. So, yeah, man, do your thing, girl.
You know, she, look, man, she's talented. So to act like, oh, my gosh, she's a no. Look, bro, look, to all the people who don't like her, right, and saying that, oh, this flip stuff is easy, do me a favor. Go to NASA. Put a space suit on. Go to outer space, and you still won't be able to do what this female does with Earth's gravity. Yeah. Let's put that into consideration. And if you think if you think mental health is a joke, that's fine. Again, you're wrong. And I'm gonna tell you this right now. Imagine having to do something and you're not able to fully focus. Imagine having pressure on you. Look, man, half these dudes, bro, on Twitter, yo, one dude says you're wrong, they have meltdowns. That's the type of people we're talking about right now. We're talking about people who, like, if you say their opinion is wrong, they go 911. Like, no, like, I'm like, for all you morons out there who's saying that it sucks that she's taking a mental health, you know what else sucks? The fact that you're talking.
They call her selfish.
Yeah, they call her selfish. I'm like, bro,
they call,
like,
her selfish, bro.
Let's be real. Let me put it in this context. You know, I think we call, say, Tom Brady the GOAT when it comes to the NFL. 100%. For sure. But Tom Brady knows that if I mess up today, Amen. If I mess up on this drive, I come back next drive, I can get it done.
Yeah.
And this girl, Simone Biles, competes every 4 years, not only representing herself, because ultimately in her sport, she gets rated on her individual performance. And not only is that the case for her, but she also represents the world or her country every 4 years. And what is currently right now, you know, in Olympics, where we're still in the middle of a pandemic, where it's just an echoing silence, where it's just like you can hear a pin drop, and it's just so weird. For the first time, all these athletes are now, they have to compete in these pandemic rules, Pride. And you know, it's not the same. Like the pressure that these Olympic athletes perform under is just a lot different than what the regular athlete performs.
100%. It is different. I mean, look, man, it's so empty. Yo, if somebody farts, you hear it. They actually have to cut the mics off. That's how dead silent this thing is, bro. Like, it's really that quiet. And for all the people who are, like, the Olympic fanatics, right? I don't know if this is true with the doing Simone Biles, right? I don't know if it's true, but this is the closest thing to a certainty you can get without any evidence. Because I'm pretty sure that they fucking around with her. I'm like 99.999% sure, right?
I'm with you.
But here's the thing. Imagine the outrage if Michael Phelps in his prime was told, you're so good, you got to swim double. Let that sink in. Imagine if they said that.
Imagine if they told Naomi Osaka, they had to give him a head start.
Imagine if they told Naomi Osaka, the number two tennis player in the world, hey, yo, fam, you got to win an extra set. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Let that sink in. Imagine doing that and then having a straight face. And if I'm Simone Biles, if she feels like that, you listen, man. They hate you regardless, so make them hate them more. Put a spotlight on them. Say something, because the thing is, if she feels like that, look, man, they gonna hate you regardless. So, hey, if you gonna hate me, guess what? I might as well give you a legitimate.
I'm making it count, yeah.
Yeah, what?
And, you know,
and because I lost. You don't hate me because I lost.
Get messy. Yo, expose day up in here, bro. Get messy.
What's the word you like to use? Sloppy. Get sloppy. I will say this, go ahead. You want to make one more point before I close it?
I'm just saying, bro. Shit, like, y'all know how it is, but Hispanics, bro. The Bonchiche finna come out, bro. Simone Biles finna expose everybody, bro. She gonna find a way to get scorecards. She's gonna be like, yo, this is what I'm talking about. Now, all y'all know what to do from the back. I don't want to hear nothing from nobody.
There you go. We on your team, Simone. And I'll say this for the Americans that are outraged by her. We still won silver. Relax. Jeez. Back. You know what I mean? So take it easy. It ain't gold, but it ain't bronze. Appreciate the silver. But I do want to talk about somebody who's not feeling appreciated, and that's the man, Xavier Howard, out of Miami. You know, this guy, he has currently got paid. He just signed a nice deal, but apparently sometimes you don't think ahead, Sander. You don't think about the actual details in the contract that really jip you further in the future. Now you're like, oh, now this contract's shit. But you signed it, right? But nonetheless, Xavier Howard's feeling undervalued with Miami. Brian Flores already came out saying that, look, we love this guy. We definitely want to keep building this defense around him. We'd love to have him back. But, you know, what's your gut feeling? You think that the Dolphins will try to keep him, or will they end up trading him?
Oh, well, shit. Let me tell you something 100% right now. They're trying to keep doing what they've been doing. They better keep him. They know what's best for them. Brian Flores, you better keep him, because – this defense isn't elite without him. So you better make sure that you get this guy in, because guess what? When you did make that contract, he was, you know, probably he did become the highest paid corner at the time. But, you know, guys like Jalen Ramsey coming up with $20 million a year, setting the bar high. He just feels like maybe I could get a little bit more. I'm not asking for Ramsey money, but $15 million. You know, I understand the whole number. But guess what? I do hear where the Dolphins are coming from too, because as a financial standpoint, like, listen, guys, I already signed you, bro. Like, it's not my fault that Jay Ramsey got the deal that he did at the time that he did. You know what I'm saying? I really do understand both sides of the point. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm on the Dolphins side here, because at the end of the day, you did sign the contract already, my man. You know, maybe we could work something where we could structure the same deal, give you some of the money that was extended in the next 2 years, because although they're not guaranteed, maybe we could take some of that guaranteed money from the same contract and just push it up to this year, which makes a lot of sense. It does make sense. Teams have done it before. And they have the room to do with Kyle Van Noy being released. And they did make some moves on the team that freed up some cap space. So they have the cap space and the basically financial freedom to do it. But, you know, I would understand if the Dolphins felt otherwise, felt like, damn, bro, like, we just signed you. Like, I understand where you're coming from. You're top corner in the league by no stretch of the imagination. Xavier Howard is a top five at worst corner in the league, and he's been able to do it year after year for the past three seasons. So I'm saying don't trade him. I understand that that's a possibility, but hell no, do not trade this man. Get what needs to get done. If he needs a little bit more money so, you know, he could feel a little bit happy, even though the next few years of his contract aren't guaranteed, So I would understand for him to be, I understand him being a little bit worrisome because it's like, damn, I want to make sure I'm getting paid. I'm a top corner in the league. I'm not just the guy, you know? So I can't, but it, like I said, it all comes down to the fact that he signed the deal on the contract. He signed it, you know what I'm saying? And the word is out that the guy that signed that contract, that got him that deal, is no longer his agent. But still, if I'm Brian Flores and I'm the GM of the Dolphins, I don't give a damn. That's not my fault. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, at the end of the day, like, they got to figure it out. Between the both. It's not making him the highest paid corner in the league, because I know he's great, but I don't think he's Jalen Ramsey. I don't think he still touches Jalen Ramsey. You know what I'm saying? So I can understand why Ramsey got what he got, because if he's looking at Josh Norman, and Joe Norman is averaging 15 a year, and Norman fell off the face of the earth, I can understand why Xavier Howard is like, damn, I got $15 million, and Norman can't even hold a candle to me right now. And on top of that, a dude on his team from UConn is getting paid more than him. So I understand why Howard wants more, but like I said, I'm on Team Dolphins. You sign, bro. We can work something within the same contract, but as far as giving you a completely other deal, bro, I'm not with that. Work something with the current deal. Get it done. It can be done, and I believe it will be done. I don't think that Howard is in a position where he pulls enough weight right now where he can, you know what, I demand a trade. And guess what? If you really do feel that type of way, Brian Flores comes from the Belichick tree. So he'll tell you to kick rocks and trade you for some assets, because Brian Flores is not a bad coach. He does have some weight in the GM office. So I'm sure they make a proper move to move Xavier Howard. Howard isn't the 24-year-old young buck that he was. He is 28, about to be 29 at a midseason. So that does come into consideration when it's an older player at his position, because it's a prime position too. Cornerback is one of the prime positions in the league, and he's no slouch at it. Nonetheless, I understand his value is very valuable for the team, but bro, you signed the contract. We'll work something within the deal, but after that, I don't want to hear about a whole nother deal. I don't hear that.
Well, he's not asking for a whole nother deal. I guess he kind of wants some, but like in his Instagram post, he said that he was trying to get away where he can get more money, but it wouldn't mess with the cap, which is stupid because you're getting paid more money, so it's going to affect the cap. So you obviously don't know what you're – like, look, Xavier Howard, do me a favor, bro. Stop pretending you know what you're talking about now. He was on a good roll. He admitted, yo, look, man, when I first signed that contract, I didn't know what I was doing. What you forgot to mention is you still don't know what you're doing. When Homeboy said, I was trying to figure out ways to get more money without affecting the cap. And he said he presented ideas. That is, unless Brian Flores is tossing up chunks under the table, Homeboy sounds stupid. He almost sounds like he went to the office and was like, hey, yo, just give me a duffel bag. That's what he made it seem like. Like, it's weird. Look, man, you signed the contract. Look, my personal belief, you do not have any leverage, none at all, until your final year of your contract. That is when you have leverage, because now you put him in a position where I won't re-sign with you. So you until then, you better threaten to hold out. And Homeboy's under contract till 2024.
Mm-hmm.
He's under contract till 2024. Let him hold out. Homeboy's a little, he retired, bro. He'll come out and he'll be like, yo, I'm still here. They're gonna be like, who? Oh, you were still here? Oh, unfortunately for you, we found it. Like, I mean, if I'm Brian Flores, here's what I'm doing. I'm sitting him down and saying, yo, Xavier, you don't know what you're talking about, bro. You know, okay? We gonna have a straight up blunt conversation. Let's figure something out. We can't figure something out, okay? Don't come here. Don't come back. Go home. We'll figure something out. And when you're officially traded, we'll let you know. Like, but he's like, oh yeah, I'm a hit.
That's that Bill Belichick shit right there.
Yeah, but what blew my mind is when Homeboy was like, I'm gonna handle this professionally. Let's go to Instagram.
He's trying to do a Harden.
Bro, this ain't Pokemon, dog. Homeboy ain't Harden nothing. He ain't Harden nothing. He trying to evolve a Butterfree, and he only got one move Harden. Unfortunately for him, bro, it ain't working. to quote, it's not very effective. So homeboy need to figure out a new plan. Homeboy need to figure out.
That was great.
I'm telling you, homeboy, whatever, yo, his new agent, whatever.
The card he pulled was the wrong card.
Bro, unfortunately for him, bro, if this is Yu-Gi-Oh, he sent his whole hand to the graveyard. And homeboy need to redesign, rebuild, and reclaim what he did, bro. Because this dude really talked about, yeah, bro. What really had me is how he was like, I'm going to be a professional. So why put it on Instagram?
Make it make sense, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like you can't say that and be like, oh, yeah, I want to trade. Like Stephon Gilmore, what he did, he was like, hey, yo, little man, I just want money, fam. That's it, bro. I mean, I don't want to leave. We could figure something out. If he went to them like that, I guarantee you Brian Flores would sit him down and be like, all right, dog, here's what I'll do for you. But if he wants a whole new deal, if you want a whole new deal, bro, only deal you get is if you go to the casino, bro, and the dealer finna deal you a new hand, bro. Because I don't know what you think you are, bro. Yeah, you're a top five corner. I'll give you props to that. You're a phenomenal talent. But stop fronting, bro. Stop fronting. My guy saw Aaron Rodgers and said, oh, yeah, let me try that. Yeah, you. I don't know what you smoking, but let me get some of that because I want to be that delusion. That's wild, dog. My dude, and in terms of who should get him, I mean, yo, if I'm being a cornball, Bill should be on the phone. You pair him up with Tre'Davious White. That might be cute. 49ers, that might be cute. I mean, Dallas, obviously, you guys desperately need him. Desperately. Like, real talk, bro. You guys should be on the phone with Miami and throw everything.
Right.
Throw the whole defense. Throw every single pick. Do every pick until this man retires. After that, be like, yo, give him whatever contract you want. We'll pay. Jerry Jones, stupid rich, bro. My dude sneezes hundreds. So you think gonna affect him? God, the way he just paid Dak, bro. Xavier Howard gonna get paid, but Dallas should be on the horn for him definitely. Baltimore, I mean, I could see that. Pair him up with Marlon Humphrey, that would be great. But at the same time, I feel like that's kind of a reach because I don't know really what Ravens really have. But, you know, I mean, there's a couple places. But at the same time, 100%, bro, if I'm the Dolphins, step one, sit him down. Let's see if we could come to some type of resolution. What do you look, bro? We're not gonna redo your contract. However, we'll give you an incentive. You know, we'll try to give you a little more money. You know what I mean? We'll work with you. We'll do something. But
they can get him to like 17, 18, that'd be fine, right? If they could get him to like 17, 18. Because I don't keep Ramsey money.
Honestly, I keep it all the same. I keep everything the exact same. You want to be a cornball? Well, guess what, fam? Pop. They call me popcorn because I'm the corniest mofo in the world, bro. And you getting straight incentive, dog. If you don't get a pick every game, guess what? You're losing money. Test me.
A million a pick.
Bro, I'm going to be a cornball. Be like, if you don't break records. I'm going to be like, if you don't break records, you owe the team money for embarrassing us. I'm a big cornball.
You're making us go through this.
Yeah, but give us your signing bonus. Yeah, all to the side, Miami's going to have to sit down with him, try to figure something out, and if not, just send the dude home. Send him home. Don't have him keep reporting. Because, look, man, Deshaun Watson, forget what happened, right? Just the fact that this dude said he doesn't want out and he showed up was so awkward that homeboy couldn't even stay for the whole thing. My dude left early because it was so awkward. No one asked him about his sexual assault thing, nothing at all. But it was so awkward because they didn't really rock with him like that because they know he want to be out. That they was like, you look on. You know why, especially in a young – listen, bro, Dolphins are young. Let's call it what it is, bro. I guarantee you right now, if anybody on that team does a false start, at halftime they're running 30s, bro. I'm telling you, bro. They some immature dudes, bro. They play fight for no reason at all. Tua finna come in one day with a black eye, and he's going to say, it was practice. And I'm telling you, bro, it's one of them young cats that put paws on him because they immature. So now if you put this kind of situation, which has the potential to become toxic, with all these young dudes, it could, I'm not saying it will, but it has the potential to destroy that team. You know what I mean? So if I'm Diami, sit down, figure something out. And if not, send them home. Start hitting up some people who got some moves, like a Dallas and 49ers. Try to maybe see if you can get some picks or a players. Figure something out, you know? But if I'm Miami, should they want to keep him? Yes. But at the same time, he ain't the end all be all. Let's just call it what it is. Like he not the best corner of the league. He not a Jalen Ramsey. So why am I gonna break my neck for you?
Defensive player though.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because once you tell me you don't want to be here, why do I need to break my neck for you? Again, he's not a talent like Aaron Rodgers. He's not a talent like a Deshaun Watson, where if they say I want to leave, you still try to make it work. You feel me? Like,
and you know, and I think we all agree, you know, I think that him staying in Miami will be the best situation for him. You know, Miami was the surprise team of the year last year, and I think that, you know, I am a Tua guy. I think that going into year two, actually training instead of rehabbing now in the NFL, I think that Miami will take a positive step alongside Tua, and I see them competing for the AFC East. But, you know, we'll find out how the season turns out and how it goes forward. But if this team does want to keep its success that it has going so far, you got to keep a guy like Xavier Howard on your team. He is the cornerstone piece of that defense, and he's able to lock up that number one guy on the team. And, you know, we're not saying that anybody could lock down Tyreek, but you know that his fame just grew once he got that one-handed interception, the one we've been watching all show. You know, that really put him on the map. You know, his overall went up 3 points when he did this in Madden. Like, he really put himself on the map. So I get if he feels a little big-headed. You know, he is a top five corner. I give you that. You know, he's definitely not a slouch on the defensive end, on the defensive side of the ball. But yeah, stay there. If not, you know, you're going to be on the move and it's going to just be ugly, because I hate when athletes go to social media, like, it's going to help your case. No, that only works when you're like the guy. Like you said, Aaron Rodgers, you said James Harden. Those guys are the guys. Xavier Howard, I'm sorry. Like, I get, Sandra, you said he's the best player on the defense. Sure, but you're not the guy. Like, it's crazy how, like, as good as Xavier Howard is currently, Tua Tagovailoa has more pull on that team right now, just based on his position alone, that he's the quarterback, and they put the franchise on his back. So believe me, Xavier Howard, you're probably not as big as you see yourself as to be. So, you know, just play your cards right. Like I said, Sander, try to stay on this team because it's really the best beneficial for both parties.
I mean, I point, but guess what? Even I understand your point 100%, but I still wouldn't say that Tua at this moment has more pull than Xavier Howard, because Miami Dolphins are still in talk to trade for Deshaun Watson. Guess who would be involved in that trade?
That's
Tua.
Deshaun Watson, please, bro. That's 30. Please. That's 30
years. Tell me that he has all this pull.
But I can't.
He's still wet behind it. He's still wet behind the ears, bro.
Hold on.
He's a top three corner. It's a top three corner that we're talking about, bro. This isn't not even a top 10 quarterback, bro. Don't try and say that he has.
No.
If the Texans say, give me Tua for Deshaun Watson and hella draft picks, they're going to do it. So what are we talking here?
But you know, you're making zero sense. Because 99% of the league would trade for Deshaun Watson.
Thank you.
So stop trying to make it seem like Deshaun Watson is Andy Dalton.
99.
There's only two teams that will not trade for him. Only two teams.
Only two teams.
That's the Bucks.
No, three teams.
No, even, bro, they will still trade for Deshaun and literally force him to stay a year to stay behind Aaron Rodgers. So when he leaves, they got a backup plan. I guarantee you,
Tua doesn't have more pull than Xavier Howard. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, he does.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on.
They're expecting great things from Tua.
Let me ask you a question. No, hold on. Just two questions. First, who gets talked about more by Brian Flores, Tua or Xavier? That's question one. And number two, if he has such pull, why is it he's not able to get a better contract? Please answer those questions.
I didn't say that wait a minute. You said who doesn't have enough pool?
You're saying Xavier Howard has a better pool.
Listen, you want to know why he has more pool? Because that deal was going to get done. I can almost bet my dollar, my bottom dollar or Skittles, whatever you want to bet, that deal Howard is going to get done. I can almost feel it. I guarantee you it will. The guess what? You're saying that Tua has more pool. Dude, he would have been traded. There's no way that he has more pull. No way.
I get your question.
No.
It's about what's on the other side for you.
Exactly. You got a ratio with. You're acting like they're just throwing Tua out there. Like right now, if Chicago calls Tua for Justin Field, Miami saying no, period. If all of a sudden, for some reason, the Rams call and say, yo, we'll give you Matt Stafford for Tua, they saying no. The only people they're going to trade, they're going to get rid of Tua for, are two guys in this league. That's Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Now, Patrick Mahomes, the only way he's going to get traded, only way, is if he wakes up tomorrow and says, F Kansas City, I don't want to live here no more. That's the only way. That's it. And Deshaun is in some icky stuff right now. So that's the only reason he's going to be out. I guarantee you the reason. And you're saying this because you – okay, I get it. Xavier Howard is the best corner on their defense. I will give you that.
He's the better player at the moment. I will give you that.
But when's the last time you've seen a corner dominate the narrative and be like, I run stuff? When was the last time you've seen that with the Ravens? That's the only time.
Because you'll pay a 97 overall Xavier Howard, but you pay a 77 overall Tua. Stop me if I'm lying.
You're lying. No. You want to know why?
Because you the quarterback
is the better position. Are you crazy right now?
It's the value in the position.
I understand that, but they did what you don't with half of the season with Tua. They did. You like Tua came out here like Patrick Mahomes last season.
I'm not saying that he's out here. But what I'm telling you,
he's not even in that organization. Homer.
And this is common knowledge. They are so much in love with Tua that if he performs just decent this year, they're willing to give him an extension. A pricey extension.
And it really just comes down to this, just on base value, quarterback over corner all day. And that's really my angle where it comes from. They put their future on Tua, drafted him fifth overall, so they're going to ride him out. Xavier Howard, to me, is a more movable piece on the chessboard when it comes down to it. But that's a conversation for another day. I'm so happy to be talking NFL, guys, because it's around the corner, and I can't wait for minicamp and preseason to finally begin. But I do want to go back to the Olympics, guys, because the U.S. men basketball team handled their business when it came to Iran. I'm gonna say we whooped that ass, guys. We whooped that ass good. 120-66 behind Dame Lillard dropping 21 points, mostly for long range. He went 7 for 13 from three pointer, and you know. We already know when Dame gets hot, pride, you know, there's very little you could do. There's not many people that can stand in front of him if he has at least an inch of space to pull up. But nonetheless, man, looking like Dame Lillard is really emerging as the leader of this Team USA team. Do you think that he's going to be able to get us gold?
I love Damian Lillard. I said I'm going to, you know, get a paper, like, you know, paper Ramirez and Dame time. I love Damian Lillard. I have nothing but respect for him. If I were to ever 1v1 him, I would immediately quit because this man will embarrass me to the point where I would lose any credibility. I don't discuss basketball, but any sport. Kevin Durant got to step up. And when I say step up, I love Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum shouldn't be shooting the ball more than you. Period.
Nope.
I'm if we have any – look, but I already said this, bro. We're not winning gold. We're not getting gold. I've accepted the fact – and I'm actually sleeping really well. I really am. Like, you know, like, because before I used to be up until 5 o'clock in the morning. I had a horrible sleep schedule. And then I looked in the mirror and I was like, we're not doing it. And all of a sudden, I'm sleeping at 8:30, 9 o'clock. Like, it's crazy. Just accept that we're not winning gold. That's it. Unless Kevin Durant shows up and all of a sudden becomes the best player in Olympics history. Or if LeBron stops playing and hurries up, gets his lazy self out of LA and we get him in Tokyo. If that happens, look, we got Draymond. Why, man? Look at this roster. We got Draymond.
Yeah, and let me say this, bro. You're right. KD, 10 points?
Come on, bro, fam. In Olympics against Iran? Fam, I'm going to keep it a stack. I'm garbage at basketball, 100%. I'm giving you 30. It's okay, KD. You is exponentially better than me. Like, it's not even close. Like, if we, for all you people who are going with this, fam, I'm Kid Armin. You're the Colossal. What are you doing handing the ball to a regular mindless Titan? No disrespect to Damian Lillard, but if you compare Damian Lillard to Kevin Durant, come on, fam, it's not even close. And my man out here, here you go. Okay, oh, my turn to shoot. No, what, look, man. Where? I need Twitter KD. I need Twitter KD, fam. Like, I used to hate him for this. I need Twitter KD. I need the KD who all of a sudden got that energy. I need that, bro. Cause you getting punked by Iranians, dog. Iranians who, no disrespect to them whatsoever, dog. No disrespect. But let's keep it a buck, fam. What offensive threat they got on that team? Let's keep it a buck now.
They ain't seeing us. I know.
No disrespect to them, bro. But that's like going. That's like prime going to state with KD talking about, oh yeah, bro, our featured highlight against the Wolves. Like, what? What are you talking about? Like, what is it? Kevin Durant, you gotta step up, bro. I love Dame Lillard, but Dame Lillard being that guy consistently, I'm sorry, no disrespect. Go ask Portland how that's working out. I say the same thing about Paul George all the time, fam. We've seen the movie, fam. What you try to do? You try to fool me with a part two and that guy's gonna have a different ending? No! You know how many Halloween movies there are out there? And how does it end every time? How does it end every time? Jason movies, how many? How does it end every time? Freddy Krueger, how does it end every time? Damian Lillard, how does it end every time? It's not gonna work! I'll be surprised if we even get a medal. 100%. I'll be surprised. Matter of fact, if we get the bronze, just let everyone shut our mouths. We don't bring up these Olympics ever again. We spray paint it yellow, and we just lock it up, and that's it. That's it. And we got the gold, and we'll just call it like that. Because there's no way we can. And again, I love and respect this man. I wish he was my father. I really do. I have no, like, I love Damian Lillard, but Kevin Durant. Look, man, we got Burner KD, where he's like, yo, man, hop off Kevin Durant. He's a nice guy. Da, da, da. That's the KD we got. We didn't get KD who be sharing stuff and, like, be laughing and be calling fans dumbasses. Like, that's the KD I want. I want the KD who pull up for 30 and look at you and be like, nah, that's what I want, bro. I want the KD that pull up on Bron and run away and was like, yeah, I'm the guy. That's what I want, bro. That's what I want. I don't want no... Hey guys, I'm OKC KD. I'm a good guy. Hey Russ, give me a hug. Oh no way, you hit me. I don't want that, dude. You know what I mean? Like, look, man. And again, yo, Luca, come on, bro. Be American, fam. Just be American. Be American, fam. Cause instead of my dude out there dropping, fam. If it's albums, my man going platinum. How, Sway? How your first album?
Great job, 44.
Like for what? For what? And bro, and again, I'm not even trying to be mean, but bro, Zach LaVine, JaVale McGee, bro, and it's crazy because I was poo-pooing for JaVale.
Hey, McGee. Devin Booker on the team now, though. I'm happy to have Devin at least on the
squad. We got Devin, and guess what? We took two steps back with Chris Middleton.
I mean,
then we took four with Jrue Holiday.
I mean, you're talking about some NBA champs now, boy. You better show some respect.
Respect.
NBA you're champions.
Is the same thing lost to Nigeria? And you talk about me respect.
They did it without the NBA champions. It would have been different with the champions on the
squad. You're right. Yeah, instead of by single digits, we lost by double digits. Like, come on, fam. Chris Middleton, that guy. He not, yo. Kevin Durant, if you want a medal, you want to step up, homeboy. And you want to step up big time. You need to be the Durantula, the Slim Reaper. Like, I don't need cupcake. You feel me? I need Russell Westbrook to be an advisor, so they call him KD Cupcake. Because every time they get mad at each other and they play, you know, Kevin Durant, he gets this lower gear that, like, he unlocks. And it's like, my man's out here going Super Saiyan God Kaioken, my guy. Like, he be doing that when Goku is fighting Zamasu.
Yeah. And let's be real, guys. Sander. You know there's a lot of comparison. Always LeBron, KD, LeBron. Listen, my guy, our guy LeBron, he bought go home. He about to go home, and KD was on one of those teams. He wasn't on both of those teams. He was on the second one. He did it two times. Now, everybody looking at KD, and we all know, Sander, Kevin Durant, you're the best player on this team, my G. And listen, Dame Lillard's an amazing running mate. You got to get it done, right?
100%. And listen, for Team USA, Kevin Durant has to be the best player in the world, literally, in this tournament. He has to show out. He needs to stop. He's lackadaisical. Stop acting like, oh, this doesn't really mean anything. I feel like real talk, real shit, again, between us. I feel like this team literally has gone into this tournament as in, you know what? You know, this doesn't really mean as much to me as an actual NBA title. And I'm not trying. Guess what? The fact that you're comparing the two You're just a clown because it shouldn't be comparable at all. Two different, completely different things. When you talk to Michael Jordan back in those days, he wasn't comparing an NBA title to a gold medal. It held different standards. So this whole nonsense of, oh, you know, I'm going into this game. They're going into this game like a summer league game. Like, they're just warming up out there.
Let's be real, Sander, too. You know, America, we've been some damn bullies when it came to this basketball thing. The whole world has been fatigued the hell out of USA winning this thing. And you guys made an amazing point earlier about how a lot of the world has really caught up to us. And there really is a pride when it comes to the Olympics. Like, yo, we beat the Americans. Like, you're right. I feel like we look at the world like, all right, y'all trying to compete with us. But when they get a dub on us, Sander, it's a big deal.
Yes, I mean, and you saw how France, when one, they had their chest out, Evan Fournier, a dude that I'm not even going to go as far as calling the guy a star in the NBA, but when he got that dub, he was straight like, where's that Evan Fournier? I'm looking at him like Dwayne Wade was looking at Lance Stephenson, like in the playoffs, like, what's going on with this dude? Like, he don't do that. He ain't that guy. But nonetheless, though, like, you know, to your point, the talent, where is it? You're right. But the talent is, I guess, getting better in around the world. But still, with talent going up around the world, you see this team, guys. I understand that it's not the best constructed team that we could have put out there. But it's still damn better than anything that the world got. And
we got freaking NBA players.
Listen, exact. So, but this is my thing, guys. I'm not saying that, you know, I think Dame can lead Team USA to a gold medal. But this is two different things from being the leader of the team and being the best player on the team, which I have no doubt that Kevin Durant is the best player on the team, but he doesn't need to be the leader. I think Dame does need to be the leader because between the two, let's take out skills out of it and best player, we put heart and put that mentality into play. Kevin Durant doesn't hold a candle to the type of heart that Damian Lillard has. You feel me? Damian Lillard is a grown-ass man, is an alpha to Kevin Durant's beta mentality, even though he has skills. So I believe that they do need Damian Lillard to be that voice, that leader. That I saw the other day of Kobe Bryant and how he was basically undefeated in Olympic play, in world tournament play. And that's the type of mentality, the dog that you need out of. And literally the only guys on this team that had that type of dog mentality is a guy like Damian Lillard. Maybe a dude like Devin Booker dealing with a finals loss right now. Don't bother that man. I see that man on the sideline.
Jason Tatum, too. He balling out.
And I see Devin Booker on the sidelines, right? Pissed off, heated. I know he's still suffering from the loss. And then the fact that they got Middleton and Holiday behind him to his left and right, bro. Oh, the disrespect, bro. It's like you wonder why they not fully up the entire team. It's because look at who you got on the team, bro. You got three dudes that were in the finals, and two of the dudes beat the best one in the final. Hey, dude,
word has it that they took separate planes because he wasn't trying to ride in the same plane while they was all celebrating.
I may have the numbers wrong, but there was either 57 or 97 finalists. And of the finalists, you guys chose this team. Granted, you do got Durant, you do got Lillard, you got Middleton and Devin Booker, and you got the best team in play. But like I said, you the guy that's gonna be a leader. And out of everybody on that team, Damian Lillard is literally the only guy that possesses that quality that can do that. So can Lillard do it? I think damn sure he can, because guess what? Not only is this Olympic play and you're also winning a gold medal for your country, but this is damn bragging rights. You talked about it. Guess what? Since Durant has been the man, you know, he hasn't really won shit. to be honest. Yes, he piggybacked on Golden State and got those titles, but as far as him being the man, as far as in OKC, he ain't do nothing. As far as him being in Brooklyn, he got close. But in Olympic play now, you don't got your big brother or you got, or big boss LeBron to fall back on. You don't got LeBron. You don't got Kobe. It's you, bro. And you're basically putting this bad reputation on USA with your games, with gameplay. I granted it's Olympic play, and you're not getting paid for it. You're getting paid for what you do in the NBA. But when it don't join the team. If you're going to be basical about it, if you're not going to put 100% into it, don't do it at all. Do some own bios and say you out mentally, because if it came mentally, Kevin Durant has checked out since the NBA playoffs. So yeah. The fact that he's even playing in these Olympics, we should be really happy, because this is a dude that with his world talent, him is really the only chance that we have at getting gold, because there's not a dude on this planet other than a prime LeBron that can stop Kevin Durant. Even stopping him is almost impossible. He's a walking 30. So you need Durant to step the hell up, become the best player on the team, and Damian Lillard lead the damn team.
Listen, I think I'm a little shady in saying this, and you guys can feel free to chime in on my comment coming up, but I feel like if I'm Chris Paul, I would have joined this U.S. team, because, like, I ain't going to win an NBA Finals, but if I could at least sneak in a gold medal at the end of the year, like Chris Paul, maybe. I think he was a guy that could have actually been a big fix when it comes to the mentality of this U.S. team, for sure. And also just being the point guard, because this team has a whole bunch of ISO guys, you know, literally just to play ISO that don't have a real true point. I feel like Chris Paul, you know, if you would have just, you know, stiffened it out, maybe get a gold medal out of this, maybe your year when it comes to basketball pride wouldn't have been a complete exhaustion.
I mean, that's true. You know, I mean, I get it. You know, at the same time, you know, I mean, the team we have is, look, we got Kevin Durant, you know, okay. That's cool. I have nothing but respect for Kevin Durant in terms of his talent. You know what I mean? Okay. You know, I emphasize that, because I don't mess with Cupcake. I don't mess with, yeah, Russ, I'm a stay. By the way, I'm a sign with Golden State, but I ain't going to tell you nothing. Oh, yeah, I'm a big dog. Yo, Steph Clay, hold me back. Like, I with that one. Like, you feel me? Like, I ain't with that. But I'm going to tell you this, bro. I'm going to put it to y'all like this. If you got a busted Draymond Green, Zach LaVine, who only made the All-Star game, and same thing with Chris Middleton, only made the All-Star game because they're in the East, and this guy who I was delusional and thinking this guy would make a difference, because I thought he would help run plays. Man, I need a time machine, because I need to figure back what I was doing, bro. Because whatever I was doing was not it. I thought JaVale McGee was gonna make a difference, bro. I felt so stupid. I thought Shaq was gonna come in my house and be like, "You Shaq in a fool." Like, that's how stupid I felt, dog. And we got him. We got him. Not to mention we had Kevin Love, and he got tired of driving the bus and left. Like, come on, bro. Fam. We got hit. Jeremy Grant. Come on, Papa. Ask Detroit how Jeremy Grant working for them. Come on. What am I like? Bro, look. We got all ISO players.
Yo, right? But we got Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, Bam Adebayo finna bam us right out of the Olympics, bro. I don't want to hear nothing about him. Bam Adebayo. What? I don't want to hear nothing about him. I don't want to hear a single – look, man.
So we got Jason Tatum.
I love Jason Tatum, bro. Jason Tatum. Yo, you talking about Tay Yums? Bro, my man ain't cutting on no Yums in the Olympics.
He was second leading last night in the game against Iran. You know, I think he believed.
We played a bunch of Islam Makachevs, bro. What do you expect? Man, imagine playing Khabib and Islam in basketball. Have you seen them play basketball?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Everyone's like, "Oh yeah, we back." I'm like, "Time out." So y'all don't want to talk how they made Ricky Rubio look like a top 3 point guard? You don't want to talk about that? Yo, Pau Gasol looks like
we could have done what Iran did.
Like, come on, bro. Bro, we out here making Pau Gasol all that. I love Pau.
Yo, I saw a clip of Pau Gasol playing table tennis. Yo, I'm trying to get a game on with the homeboy.
Like, bro,
I whoop his ass too. He don't want it.
Bro, Nah, look, man, this team.
Smoke Paul Gasol.
And Paul Gasol will beat you up, but I don't want to say this.
on a ping pong table, I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, ping pong, okay. He'll beat you up. Okay. And, he'll be like, and then he'll start speaking
Paul
like.
Paul Gasol, come see me because I'll
be. But like, bro, this team, bro, is like, yo, Nigeria had and fam, we're playing horribly, and we have Kevin Durant. That should be able to get us something, and he's literally playing. He's playing like me. Look, like, that's all it comes down to. Like, no. Look,
our next, listen. No. There's a silver lining.
Hey, I'm young and y'all raising my cholesterol, okay? I'm going to have a heart attack talking about this garbage team.
Listen, there's a silver lining, okay? We just played Islam Makhachev and Khabib's brothers, right? We just played their brothers, right? We beat them. We got another easy game on the way. We played the Shishak. We play Shishak. So if we can beat Shishak, we can't do nothing in the thing. At least we could beat Shishak.
Nah, bro. All I'm saying, bro, we going to see Luka, and Luka finna embarrass us, and he going to make us look like a third world country. And at this point,
that's the only guy.
You said only guy? Bro, this team make me scared of Ricky Rubio. Pressure the one, bro. I'm scared of everybody.
I'm just saying, and I'll leave it with this. If somehow Luka Doncic could bring Slovenia to a gold medal, that would be a great accomplishment in itself. And if he beats the U.S. to do it.
If he does that, maybe I'm being a cornball, but he's a bona fide Hall of Famer right then and there. No cap, bro. Because the basketball is with everything. And if you go ask Manu Ginobili, he was like, yo, fam, I don't care about the Spurs rings. You ask him his greatest accomplishment, it's him
in
Argentina, that gold medal. Yep. That honestly, look, I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't care about what he did in the Spurs. That gold medal made him a Hall of Famer. Yeah. And I will scream that till I'm black and blue in the face. And if Luka can do the same thing, I'm going to tell you this. KD gonna be like, "Hey yo, how get my citizenship?" That's how bad it's gonna be. Kevin Durant gonna leave the country. Like,
I play every 4 years only with the.
That's it, bro. He gonna start moving everywhere. He gonna be like, yo, instead of like, you know how birds fly south for winter, KD flies to the winter every 4 years. That's how it's gonna be.
Let's go, Luke. I'm rooting for you, boy. Let's go. We're Stir the Pot Sports. Make sure you guys follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages at Stir the Pot Sports. Also, check us out on Twitter at Stir the Pot Sport and on Twitch.tv/Clovercrest Media Group. Check us out on the website, clovercrestmedia.com/Stir the Pot Sports, for all of our episodes. And give us a listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts under CMG Sports. Stir the Pot Sports will be right there. Guys, now you got me really thinking about Luka Doncic, man. What if he really could win a gold?
Bro, listen, man. We're not placing, so it doesn't even matter. We're not placing Kevin. The NBA is going to survive without Kevin Durant for 4 years. You feel me? At this point,
we're going to win gold. We're going to win gold, pride.
But I'm going to tell you this right now. If we win gold, I'll admit I'm wrong, and I will apologize. I will apologize. I have no problem doing that. But ain't no way we winning gold. We barely winning bronze.
I'm just saying, if it happens, you got to come on with a cowboy hat. Yeah, okay. Cowboy hat and do your best Americano. Come out with a hamburger and a hot dog, right. a bush light, like, yo, the most American thing you could do.
I'm gonna talk like this the whole episode. That's how deep I'm gonna get into this. You feel me? I said
be American, what? Not Jerry Jones.
No, bro, yo, Jerry Jones is America's team. So guess what? I gotta speak like my boy Jerry, baby. I gotta speak like my boy Jerry. But we may not win it, so I'm not worried at all. I'll come on the show naked. Yeah, it ain't gonna happen. They're not winning gold. What?
what an American.
Just come agent. Shirtless with a big chain, and that's it.
Bro.
Yeah. Oh, I love that we made this bet last minute of the show. Awesome. I'm JJ Vargas. My brother's Riley Barrett. Oh, yeah, of course.
What if I win, though? Because I'm a winner. What do I get?
It's time, bro. Restitution, bro.
You get restitution.
I want my restitution. My restitution, five skittles each.
All right, five.
I'm getting diabetes.
I got another horse in the race though. I got Slovenia with Luka, so I can't really put it on the U.S. because I low key want Luka to win it too.
Oh no.
But you want to come in here talking like my boy Jerry Jones? You want me to talk like him? It's ridiculous.
Listen, I'm trying to get my cake and eat it too.
I see that.
Yeah. So maybe the bet's not official. We could retouch it on the next show.
Spreads around the world, yo.
Oh, I'm JJ Vargas, Riley world. Barrett, Sanders Sanchez. We'll catch you on Friday.